Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you are mighty Jesus. Mane tiare na na we tiara na bosha na na bosha. Maya na bosha na 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 we na na we tiara. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. Brado shia reboche, for you.
For the praise and worship this morning. And I really would like to just take a few seconds out and say hello to all the people around the world and the listeners so that you'll know that you are being acknowledged. But all that really matters that God sits high and he looks off, he looks low, he sees all things. We have Japan, the Philippines, Vietnam, Myanmar, India, United Arab, Kenya, United Republic of Tanzania, South Africa, Botswana, Nigeria, Egypt, Italy, Hungary, France, Spain, United Kingdom, Brazil, and the United States. Praise God. You know, there's no way I could not continue to do this morning prayer. All the people, all the souls all over the world that have been touched. Today we're going to be reading Genesis 27, 33 to 46. And then we're going to do prayer for shattering strongholds on self. Amen. Continuing from 27, Trimmer was very exceedingly and said, "Who? Where is he that has taken the vision and brought it me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed." And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great, even bitter cry, and said unto his father, "Bless me, even me also, O my father." And he said, "Thy brother came with stability and hath taken away thy blessing," meaning he was deceived. said, it is not rightly named Jacob, for he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing. And he said, hast thou not reserved the blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shall thy live and shall serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass when thou shalt have dominion that thou shalt break his yoke from off. And Esau hated Jacob because of this, of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the day of murmuring for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, behold, thy brother Esau is such a thing. Don't comfort him himself, purposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, and arise, flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days until thy brother's fury turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him, that I will send and fetch thee from thence in one day. And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob taketh a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these, which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? And that was the reading of Genesis 27, from the 33rd verse to the 46th verse. Try to have your Bibles with you, and we can read together. We're going to complete this Bible this year. We're going to take it little by little. Amen. Now we're going to do the prayer, the shattering strongholds on self. That means me, that means you, that means individually. Okay? Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I am standing on the truth of your word. You said you will give me the keys to the kingdom, that whatsoever I will bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever I will loose on earth will be loose in heaven, according to Matthew 16 and 18. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind my will to the will of God, that I will be constantly aware of your will and purpose for my life. I bind myself to the truth of God, that I will not be deceived by the many subtle deceptions of the world and the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind myself to the blood of Jesus. I want to be constantly aware of the blood of Christ Jesus. Miracle working powers to restore and heal and keep me safe. I bind my mind to the mind of Christ, that I will be aware of how Jesus Christ will have me think and believe. I do not want to react out of my own human thoughts when situations arise suddenly. I want to think and act as Jesus would have me act. I bind my feet to the path of righteousness, that my steps will be steady and true all day long. I bind myself to the work of the cross in my life so that I will continue to die daily to my own selfish desires and motivations and be more like Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind a strong man so that I may spoil his household and take back every bit of joy, peace, blessing, freedom, and every material and spiritual possession that he has stolen from me. I take them back right now. I loose the strong man influence over every part of my body, soul, and spirit. I loose, crush, smash, and destroy every evil device you may try to bring into my sphere of influence during this day. I repent of every wrong desire, attitude, and pattern of thinking I have had. Forgive me, Heavenly Father, for holding up to wrong ideals, desires, behaviors, and habits according to 1 John 1:9 and John 14:14. I renounce and reject these things in the name of Jesus, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. And I lose every wrong attitude, pattern of thinking, belief, idea, desire, behavior, and habit I have ever learned. I lose the strongholds around them that will keep me from being completely surrendered to the will of God for my life. I lose in doubt and confusion from myself. Lose doubt and confusion from myself. Amen. I have bound my mind to the mind of Christ, and I lose every wrong thought and evil imagination that would keep me from being in sweet unity with you. I bind and loose these things in the name of Jesus Christ, who has given me the keys to do so. Amen and amen. The powerful prayer is connected with the reading. That's why I know this is ordained by God, and you just replay this and replay it. I'm sure that every time you replay it again, you're going to get something new out of it. Yes, we do, renewing the mind, the body, the spirit, the soul. Praise God. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for this day. We thank you in advance. It's already been done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank everyone for listening and for spending time with God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I can feel the anointing and the power of God right now. Oh, so beautiful. All my friends all around the world, every country that I name, God says hi and he looks low. He sees all things and he hears all of our prayers. Thank you once again. Spending time with God. You have a blessed and very productive day.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. My name.